Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, May 9th. Five in a row, the Dow was able to hang on to green yesterday to close up for the fifth straight session, adding 173 points or 0.44%. The S&P 500 closed flat and the NASDAQ lost 29 points or 0.18%. Bill, let's get into Thursday's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Oh, good morning, Emily. Yeah, I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are a little lower, down 0.1%. Okay, you know, I mean, the market's really looking for a catalyst. There's no catalyst happening today. We do, you know, we do have, you know, the weekly jobless claims coming out today. There's a monetary policy announcement in front of the Bank of England, and everybody's going to really be looking through that report to see, look for clues as to when they're going to be cutting rates. Expectations are June, you know, kind of makes sense. But, you know, we're looking at some earnings, you know, ARM, you know, released earnings, forward guidance has the market concerned. It wasn't a bad report. AppLovin, they delivered a beat. Costco came out late last night and they delivered their same store sales data yesterday after the bell, which was, you know, rather positive. There are some good things going on, but there's just a lack of catalyst this morning. I mean, last night, you know, China, you know, their export data swung back to growth mode in April. Exports rose by 1.5% compared to expectations of 1% growth. While imports surged. I mean, imports in China actually jumped to 8.4%, which beat the expectations of 5.4%. It looks good on paper. It's not phenomenal, but it's okay. You know, we're looking overseas at the markets this morning. Let's start off with Germany and the DAX. DAX is up 123 points or 0.67%. You know, you're seeing some gains in autos. Autos have been getting hit lately, you know. So, yeah, finally we're getting a little bit of a turnaround. Autos are trading higher. That's nice to see. We're looking at the FTSE up 33 points or 0.4%. It's all about the monetary policy decision that we're waiting on. Then the CAC in Paris is up 16 points or 0.21%. It was lower this morning. Luxury stocks were a little weak. They may turn. I got to take a look at those again. Over in Asia last night, the Nikkei in Japan dropped 128 points. It's 0.34%. You know, it's the Bank of Japan is becoming more concerned about inflation and their inflation outlook. So that's causing a little weakness. Chip sectors sold off. The electronics sector sold off a little bit. So that's something to be concerned with. Hong Kong, on the other hand, Hong Kong jumped 223 points. That's 1.22%. China, Shanghai jumped 25 points. That's 0.8%, 0.83. You know, China saw growth in property stocks. That export data out of China was the key factor moving those markets higher overnight. Then we've got to keep an eye on oil because, you know, oil is the talk right now. WTI up 0.72% to $79.56 a barrel. Brent is at $84.13 a barrel, up 0.66%. You know, the EIA stock piles report came in yesterday, showed inventories fell by 1.4 million barrels against, you know, the estimates, which was calling for, you know, a surplus. So, you know, that's actually a benefit. OPEC, you know, doesn't look to be making a move. This is interesting. And then get the summer driving season about to kick off around Memorial Day. So you typically see a rise in oil prices going into that event. There'll be more talk about that, in the weeks, next few weeks. But oil, we are seeing gains and that's nice to see. And, that's positive for the market. And that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, as you mentioned, you know, the market is looking for a catalyst here. And even, you know, without some major catalysts, you're still digging through and finding opportunity by using Newswire, finding a lot of information and data, even when there isn't that major catalyst looming. And this includes things like earnings action, as you mentioned, economic events, but also the day's other market moving headlines. And you're gathering this information very quickly as you get to your desk in the morning. So we're going to start here with earnings action. Bill, give us a rundown of what is going on there.
You know, let's talk about the big one, which was Arm Holdings. You know, they delivered a beat of 6 cents, and they delivered on higher revenue. You know, but their full year revenue forecast that they delivered last night, it kind of missed expectations that were out there. And, you know, so that really caused the stock, you know, to start sliding. You look at Arm this morning, and it's trading down, you know, 7.89%. It wasn't a bad report, and those expectations were sky high for Arm Holdings. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it, you know, is able to, you know, pull back a little, you know, move a little higher off of this one. Airbnb, you know, kind of the same issue. They beat by 17 cents, and they did that on the higher revenue. You look at the Airbnb this morning, it's down 8.96%. Their future guidance was pretty good. They're looking for a lot of summer rentals. So, you know, that wasn't that bad. So, you know, it was a little bit overdone. And, you know, then we had Trade Desk, which is ticker TTD, Tom David. They beat by 5 cents. They did it on higher revenue. That stock's showing a gain of 1.14%. Very nice to see. Upcoming, Akami, ticker AKAM, Apple Kilo, Apple Michael, they're coming out with earnings after the bell. EPS is $1.61. Expected move is 8.46%. Option data doesn't look good. You know, Marathon Digital, this is like a, you know, the ticker MARA, Michael Apple, Richard Apple. This is a cryptocurrency play. EPS is 2 cents. Expected move is 16.65%. That's not a big move on the stock. But we do have JFrog also coming out, ticker FROG. Frank Richard, Oscar Grace, their EPS is 14 cents and their expected move is 12.95% when they release earnings after the bell today, Emily.
And Bill, we're also keeping track of the day's economic events, really just one here, you know, and it's worth noting. But as you mentioned earlier in the week, you know, not major economic reports this week. Coming up next week, we've got a lot to watch. But in the meantime, what is going on in terms of today's economic events?
Listen, the key economic event today is really the weekly jobs claims. You know, last week the number came in at 208,000, and this week it's expected to come in at 214,000. You know, that shows you a little bit more, you know, unemployment going on, but that's kind of positive. You know, we did hear from a number of Fed representatives yesterday, Susan Collins in particular. I mean, she said it would take longer than previously thought to bring rates down. You know, that's kind of, you know, in that mirrors what, you know, the other ones were saying, like Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neel Kashkari and New York Fed Bank President John Williams. I mean, they're also talking about an extended period of interest rates at these levels due to, you know, the fact that inflation, they don't know if it's going to be able to, you know, continue to downward trajectory or if it's going to stay at this closer to 3% level. So, and that's a divergence from what Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the week before. But, you know, keep your eyes peeled. Jobless claims is the key event today, and we'll be watching when it comes out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time this morning, Emily.
Bill, the other thing that you're keeping track of today are the day's other types of market-moving news, data and information coming out of different sectors and segments. You're looking at things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings. You also can group certain stocks together, like your FAANG stocks or your Dow 30 stocks. You can search by ticker symbol, you know, if you're looking up different types of companies. And this way, you can gather a lot of information on the trading day. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just kind of looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing 20 lower, 6 higher, the rest unchanged. You know, I'm looking at my FAANG stocks. So, you know, Netflix is showing a small gain of 0.3%. The rest are trading lower. Yeah, we're not opening up higher this morning. We're opening up lower. I mean, look at the S&Ps; they're now down 0.14%. You know, some of the news behind it, like Amazon, they're adding nearly 50 heavy-duty electric vehicles to its electric fleet in Southern California. They're really making the You know, lower their carbon footprint. Google is said to be making progress in their deal to take over HubSpot, ticker HUBS. Henry, Uncle, Boy, Sam. HubSpot's didn't release good earnings, so. But you know, you look at Google, shares of Google this morning; they're slightly off, down about a tenth of a percent. One thing that I did find interesting: Tesla, which is down, 0.75% this morning. You know, he's got this AI startup, X.AI, and you know, he may be closing his funding round this week. For this AI type startup, and you know, it supposedly it has a valuation of $18 billion, and that is good for, you know, shares of Tesla. I will say, if that does close it at 18 billion valuation. Wow, that's nice. In terms of Dow Jones stocks, we're talking Walt Disney, ticker DIS, David India Sam. They're teaming up with Warner Brothers Software, a new bundle deal with and without ads. It's not really having a huge effect on the stock this morning, but you know, it's good. They're moving forward. They're trying to come up with different ideas. Intel, ticker INTC. Intel is partnering with Japanese companies for chip making automation. Apple, there's notes out there this morning that they're really focusing on finding a potential successor to Tim Cook. Tim Cook's been the CEO since, what, 2011? So, yeah, it's about time. In terms of merger news, Paragon Global, ticker PARA, Paul Apple, Richard Apple, continues to be in the news. You know, the Sony Apollo deal, you know, if that does go through, I mean, they were reportedly planning to break up Paramount into various pieces, you know, so we'll see if that happens or not. Sherry Redstone, the key voter, you know, she doesn't want it to be broken up. But then again, if she gets $2 billion, she doesn't really care. So, yeah, I suspect, you know, there is a deal happening. We'll just have to wait and see who offers Sherry Redstone the best payout is really what it comes down to. We're talking guidance news that has hit the tape. TDD, Trade Desk, Tom David, Trade Desk sees Q2 revenue coming in at least $575 million, where the street estimate is at $566.6. That's an uptick. Airbnb, Apple Boy, Nancy Boy, Airbnb sees Q2 revenue coming in $2.68 billion to $2.74 billion. Street estimate is $2.74 billion. Arm Holdings, ticker ARM, Apple Richard Mary, they see Q1 EPS coming in 32 cents to 36 cents. Street estimates 31 cents. Yeah, it's not bad. And then, you know, let's just talk about SharkNinja. Stock's up $4 this morning. Ticker SN, Sam Nancy. Actually, it's up $2 now. They pull back, apparently. You know, they see full year 2024 EPS $3.66 to $3.82. Street estimate is $3.61. So, yeah, that's an uptick. SharkNinja, who would have thought it? In terms of shareholders meetings, we're talking Ford Motor Company. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today. Starts at 8:30. Talking Discover Financial. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today. Starts at 10 o'clock. DFS. Then we got Verizon, ticker VZ. They're having their annual shareholders meeting today. That also starts at 10 a.m. So a number of important shareholders meetings happening today. But that's what I have for you in terms of news that's hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Going JFrog, ticker frog, FROG, Ribbit. You know, JFrog is interesting to me. Listen, they're releasing earnings after the bell. The EPS is 14 cents. The expected move is 12.69%. That's nice. You look at yesterday's call volume. 754 contracts, 754 call contracts versus 202 put contracts. Wow, that's 3-1. Then you look at the open interest. Call on the call side, 26,621 versus the put side, 12,227. Okay, that's 2-1. You know, it's really positive. The bullish momentum is on the call side on both. That's nice to see. Major brokers, they're putting out price targets. They're raising out price targets on the stock. I like to see that. Last quarter, you know, they delivered a beat and a raise. That's good to see. Now, I want to get into the stock under 41. You know, I'm hoping, like, you know, 40 is kind of my, you know, point of entry point. I don't know if that's happened. I'm looking at the bid offer. It's $39 to $41, so I guess it's possible, but you know, I do want to get in, you know, 40 ish area is kind of what I'm looking for. That could really deliver a nice little positive pop, because I do think the market is going to open up weaker. And then, you know, when this catalyst event of the earnings, you know, starts to get closer and closer and people start looking at the data, they're going to realize, hey, this is the potential for a beat. So they're going to start buying the stock and they're going to bid it up. And next thing you know, we're going to have our 1% gain. So, you know, that's my pick of the day. Frog, ticker FROG, Frank Richard Oscar Grace, Emily.
Putting the pieces of the puzzle there today with Frog, data points to make your pick. And coming up, we will do a recap of yesterday's pick of the day, so stick with us. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, what do we see here? Roblox, ticker RBLX, stock plunges as Q2 bookings outlook consensus estimate. IBM introduces new Microsoft co-pilot capabilities. Interesting. IBM and Microsoft. AllianceBernstein, ticker AB, expands retirement income offerings. UK has likely escaped a recession. UK economy is far stronger position than critics say. UK economy is in better shape than naysayers claim. And, you know, according to the Chancellor Hunt, they probably just released that. It's interesting. Let's see. Nikki Haley has no immediate plans to endorse Donald Trump. She's meeting with roughly 100 donors at South Carolina, but won't discuss her future. You know, Costco, April comparable sales up 5.6%. April revenue higher by 7.1% to $19.8 billion. Wow, that's nice. A group represented audio streaming firms, including Spotify, has urged the European Commission to reject Apple's proposal in a music streaming case. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
All right, Bill, before we dive into Thursday trading, let's do a look back on yesterday's pick of the day, which was a ticker CART, C-A-R-T, that's Instacart. They do trade under another name here. But when looking at the stock this morning, I saw a number of price target raises on the stock from Citi, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Piper Sandler, amongst others. They did release earnings yesterday after the bell. They reported a Q1 EPS of 43 cents. Now, the consensus here had been a loss of anywhere from 2 cents to 9 cents, so a big beat there. They reported a Q1 revenue of $820 million. The consensus here had been $793.44 million. Bill, you did point out yesterday that new partnership with Uber as a positive for the company, and the company even announced yesterday that an Uber veteran would be the company's new CFO. You know, a big beat there. You were trading it ahead of earnings. You know, investors aren't loving it this morning, but were you able to get out yesterday with your gain? How did your call work out?
It worked out great. I mean, you know, the fact, look at the numbers. The stock opened up at $36.74 and then hit a high of $37.64. And then it closed at $37.48. So, you know, if you're able to get in at that 30, you know, under the 37 mark, which is what I'm saying, which is what I was, you know, pushing for yesterday, guess what? You made your 1%. And, you know, if you got in at the opening at the 36.74 level, you made 2% by the close. So, yeah, you know, I don't care what happened after, you know, after the day, after the bell rang on this one, because CART, you know, delivered yesterday. And that's what we were pushing for. So CART, Charlie Apple, Richard Tom was a winner yesterday, Emily.
Delivering another win there, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's JFrog pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow to end your trading week with Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.